is the fucking word, but it's a very cringe fucking kind of scenario, because you see it with like a couple things, right? Mm-hmm. And then the whole like JoJo, like, hey, look at this, like, this is this meme, everything, it has to be a fucking like meme or something.
It's replaced the word joke at this point.
And it becomes exhausting to see it on videos that aren't even related to it.
Yeah, the comment section.
And everyone is referencing the same fucking shit. Like, everyone is always referencing, like, the end of part 3 for everything. And it's like...
No, they haven't either they haven't watched it, or, you know, that's all it is to them.
That's all they really know about it. But it'll be on shit that isn't even relevant to JoJo.
Yeah.
Or you'll see it in, like... You'll see it in, like, fucking, I mean, not that anyone fucking gives a shit, but you'll see it in, like, you know, like, the VTubers are streaming and shit, and, like, most of the chat's in Japanese, and there's that one stupid motherfucker making, like a JoJo reference or some shit in the chat, and it has nothing to do with what's going on. It's, like, the only thing that was, like, on your fucking mind as, like, a...
Yeah.
When your basic human interactions are, like, put down to, like, oh, I have to reference JoJo in some way, that becomes so fucking exhausting to deal with. It's like, you aren't interesting by making everything about JoJo.
That's your whole personality.
It's like, anything, you do anything, and it's just like, oh, this is JoJo. Oh, look at this timestamp. This is JoJo. This is when JoJo does this. And this is this. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you people are annoying.
Yeah. And then, like, on the other spectrum, like, JoJo itself is one of, like, one of the oldest and long-lasting things to have memes from way back when, because of the old 80s OVAs and such with Dio.
Like, I get it, man. It's, like, it's iconic. So... It's iconic, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. But fucking Christ, man.
Absolutely.
I feel like... I mean, JoJo's entire concept is, like, it was gonna be popular overseas no matter what. But the moment it became animated, it was like... And don't get me wrong, I think it's a great animation. I think it's fucking cool as hell.
Oh, it's fun. It's fucking... But, it's hilarious. It's great.
But it is one of those examples of where a fan base can be fucking annoying as shit. And you just kind of want them to, like... Fuck off already.
Watching it, yeah.
I don't know. What's your guys' favorite part? I like part 4 the most.
I'm partial to 2. 2 or 1.
It's pretty good. Part 2's fun. Part 2's fun, definitely.
Super
fun. Well, if we're including the manga, probably 7. But I like 3 a lot. Because I feel like the cast was good, and the way... they build up to Dio is really great. Like, Dio legitimately feels menacing as hell. Like, when they get to Cairo and, like, you feel the menace of Dio in the air, and it's like, oh shit, like, we're
absolutely
getting here.
Like, final boss tier.
Yeah, I had a huge love for part 4, and I think it's just because of how separate it seemed from everything else.
It's just this sort of this self-contained little quiet time, just moseying on,
right? And then like, over time, learning who the villain is and, like, who's fucking shit up is, like, because there's a part, like, halfway through where you think, like, oh cool, is it over? And then you realize it is just fucking beginning, and, like, there's a real, like, piece of shit out there, and it's, like, fun like, going through it all.
I do, and, like, part 5. I think part 5 is maligned for no reason. Like, it's pretty good.
Part 5,
I will say, Giorno is definitely, like, too perfect, but it's still a good part, and, like, the other characters are great, like Buccellati especially.
Bruno's
Giorno as a JoJo is just a really cool concept as well.
Yeah, I mean, reason why JoJo is unironically, like, fucking master tier is because once Araki hits his stride with the stance, battles are never, like, a dick swinging contest of, like, oh well, my power is stronger than your power. It's all, like, mental gymnastics and, like,
absolutely,
how does his power work and how can I outsmart him and, like
right,
figure out how to exploit his power or my power. And, like,
I mean, that's
the
pretty much
how super entertaining.
Like the culmination of, like, everything always leads up to the final fight in each part, and every final fight is always, like,